SBS
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 SBS Radio
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਹਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਲਟੀਕਲਚਰਲ ਮਿਨਿਸਟੀਰੀਅਲ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਐਡਵਾਈਜ਼ਰੀ ਕਾਉਂਸਲ ਖੋਲੀ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਅਨ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਸਲਾਹ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਰੇਗੀ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਦੇ ਖੇਤਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਅਧਿਅਕਸ਼ ਬਣੇ ਹਨ ਰੋਹਿਣੀ ਕਾਪਰਨਾਥ ਅਤੇ ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਰੋਹਿਣੀ ਦਾ ਪਿਛੋਕੜ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੂਲ ਵੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਗਣੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ ਸੋ ਰੋਹਿਣੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ 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 ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਅਤੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਬਾਰਕਬਾਦ ਕਿ ਇੰਨੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਫਰ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਕੰਗਰੈਚੁਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਮਨਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਇਟਸ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਲਵਲੀ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਹੇਅਰ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਪਰ
ਸਾਡੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕੁਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਬੋਲ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਨਾ
ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਬੋਲ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹਾਂ
ਪਰ ਥੋੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੈਕਗ੍ਰਾਉਂਡ ਬਾਰੇ ਪਿਛੋਕੜ ਬਾਰੇ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਦੱਸੋ
ਮਨਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਰੇਜ਼ਡ ਇਨ ਕੈਲਕਟਾ ਮਾਈ ਮਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬੰਗਾਲੀ ਮਾਈ ਫਾਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵੀ ਵਰ ਰੇਜ਼ਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੈਲਕਟਾ ਪੋਰਟ ਟਰਸਟ ਕਾਲੋਨੀ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਨੰਬਰ ਆਫ ਅਦਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਵੀਵ ਹੈਡ ਅ ਰੀਲੀ ਪ੍ਰਿਵਿਲੇਜਡ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਆਈ ਦੈਨ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੇਟਡ ਟੂ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ 20 ਈਅਰਸ ਓਲਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਐਡਵੈਂਚਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਬਿਲਟ ਅ ਕਰੀਅਰ ਹੇਅਰ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਲ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੈਂਟਸ ਹੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਵਰਕ ਡਬਲੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਲਟ ਅ ਵੰਡਰਫੁਲ ਕਰੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੋਫਟਵੇਅਰ ਇੰਡਸਟਰੀ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਲੱਕੀ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਟ ਮਾਈ ਫਸਟ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਫੋਰ ਮੋਸਟ ਯੰਗ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ that first break I think I found myself in an American software company and grew very rapidly over a period of about a decade again underpinned by determination and entrepreneurial attitude and the ability to just say yes to any opportunity that came my way that particular role saw me travel all over the world and subsequently I got the opportunity to go and start up the Indian subsidiary for the same company so that really launched my career off in a very nice way to you know where I am today feeling quite fortunate to have had the kind of experiences that I have
that in itself is very inspiring to think that you came here just as a 20 year old by any stretch of the imagination you wouldn't have had too much experience back home in India And you're not blonde or blue-eyed here in Australia. And you've found your way as someone who's regarded very highly in the business community. What was that experience like? Because often we hear people that there are barriers that they face because of their skin color, because of their background, because of their accent. Is it actually really hard or is it more in the mindset?
I think that you really do have to have a lot of confidence in yourself. Self-belief. It's really important. Yes, there are barriers, and you've got to be so tunnel vision so as to not see them at all. And you've got to be clear in what you'd like to achieve. You have to have a sense of where you're going. I think that I was lucky because I found myself in the software industry, which at the time, especially working for an American company, which was voted as being one of the best companies in the world for women to work at, I really was the recipient of that privilege, I think. So I did not experience any real barriers. This was a company that was willing to push a person ahead simply because of the results they were able to deliver.
So what was the key? Hard work?
Hard work and self-belief. That is a potent combination.
Right.
Without confidence, I think you're not really able to grow.
That's something very important, I think, for any young entrepreneur to know. Now that you have been appointed the chair of this Business Advisory Council for the Victorian Government, I know you haven't met yet. Not much has started. What do you envisage the role would be? Do you think the multicultural community will benefit from something like this?
Oh, absolutely. I think this gives the multicultural business community a voice and a seat at the table. It gives us an opportunity to go out and consult with a number of businesses of various backgrounds. You know, we have, you know, Australia is a land of migrant businesses. And I'm personally really excited about the role because I see migrant businesses as being highly innovative, resourceful, entrepreneurial. So I know that we're going to be meeting with some really dynamic individuals who are out there to create change and to really add to the economic prosperity of our state. What this Business Advisory Council allows us to do really is to really help those multicultural communities engage with the government to really understand the various programs and initiatives that the government runs for businesses in general, and to then be able to sort of tap into the expertise that sits within government and the assistance that they are able to provide a lot of these businesses. So I think it's a great opportunity for multicultural businesses today to sort of start thinking about their government engagement, and it's a good way for the Victorian government to understand the unique issues faced by these businesses. Correct. In order to boost them.
But if I may just flip it for a second, a lot of multicultural business owners, perhaps a smaller type of business owners of private colleges, of 7-Elevens and things like that, have really been in the spotlight for the wrong reasons. And there is a fear, or there's a danger of associating multicultural business community with dodgy, shonky operators. How do you create that divide and say there is good business that is being done by Multicultural Victoria? And how do you counsel the others, perhaps who are bending a few rules? So what would you counsel them?
Look, I think, first of all, that those businesses that have been in the media for all the wrong reasons, I think that they are more the exceptions rather than the norm. I think that there are a lot of great entrepreneurs, especially in the Indian business community that we've met with, for example, who are running excellent businesses, terrific management and so on. And I've also visited a number of manufacturing outfits as well who are running really strong operations.
For example?
The KPJ Group, for example, for revenue. There's Longwarri Dairy that has recently sold to Parmalat. Mm. These are all organizations headed by Indian entrepreneurs, as a matter of fact. I also visited an Italian business recently as well that is running a really innovative manufacturing business out of Heidelberg. And then, of course, there's hundreds of such examples. I think that it is important for businesses to align with the local norms and the local cultures. I think that people who take shortcuts soon realize that it's not a sustainable way to build a reputation. And I think that the so-called the dodgy educational companies and so on eventually find that their practices do not fit with the local norms, and then they do have to eventually close down, or that they find the weight of the law coming in their direction. I really do believe, though, that as I see some of these young entrepreneurs, Indian entrepreneurs, I feel very buoyed and optimistic about the future potential of these entrepreneurs. So I would say that this council just gives these entrepreneurs an opportunity to engage with the government in a way so as to enable them to really develop their businesses further.
Wonderful. And just to wrap up, you alluded to some government programs that help entrepreneurs or businessmen in setting up businesses with perhaps an overseas potential. Where can people find out more information about this?
Actually, there are a number of programs. You know, the Department of Economic Development, Jobs, Growth and Transport, I think that's one department that runs a number of these programs relating to Australia's engagement with Asia. There's one particular outfit that I'd like to sort of give a special mention to. It's called Launch Vic, and it's headed by a gentleman by the name of Pradeep Philip. And the Victorian government has recently put $60 million into that particular initiative as a way to boost entrepreneurship and a startup ecosystem. Mm. So I would encourage people to sort of start to Google search, perhaps LaunchVic, and try and engage with these sorts of initiatives.
Rohini, it was a pleasure, absolute pleasure to speak to you today. I do hope that once you convene the meetings of the Business Advisory Council, you will let us know how things are progressing and definitely provide some guidance to our listeners who might be inspired by what you said today. So many thanks for coming to the studio, and congratulations once again on your appointment.
Thank you, Manpreet. Aur saryan nu Vaisakhi diya mubarakan.
Haanji, wo to Vaisakhi aa rahi hai, te tusi bilkul yaad rakhya. Bahut bahut dhanwad ki tusi sade studio vich aaye. Meherbani.
Thank you, Manpreet. I'll be very happy to come back again.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.